Okay, so we're picking up again with the Gemara Chaf Zayin Amar Aleph, specifically the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. A couple of approaches to dealing with this question that we raised the other day. I'd like to try to go over the Maharshal and the Maharshal quickly from yesterday, maybe flesh them out a little bit, and then take a look at the Tosos HaRosh. Okay?
But no rush.
So let's begin with the Maharshal. Let us begin with the Maharshal. We have a volunteer to read. Someone perhaps that hasn't read in a while.
Sure. I just have to find it first.
Oh, sure. Is that implying that you haven't read in a while?
Yes, sir.
Okay. For those that have the traditional Gemaras, not the fancy ones, but if you have a traditional Gemara with the old pagination, it's Daf Hei. Pages of the Maharshal?
Yeah, the Maharshal.
Yes. Okay, does anyone have it?
Yeah,
the second line down in the Chachma Shlomo. Okay, does anyone have the place? Who wants it? He has those in the other? You have those in the other?
I think so. What's the...
No, what do you have?
Do you go down?
Oh, yeah, the same Garzin, the Vilna Shas?
Oh, yeah,
the Shas Vilna, okay.
Chachmas.
Why don't you just tell him where it is?
I did.
Oh, okay. It looks like he's struggling and you have it there, sort of gloating. I don't know what to do with that. Go ahead. So starting, it's two lines down in the traditional Chachmas. Okay?
B'dibber maschel ibal y'achil m'chulei efshar b'bisra b'peirei de'ein b'hen b'rchaz mazim m'chulei.
Are you in the Chachmas?
Chutz
milah yom tov rishon?
What?
Chutz milah yom tov rishon?
Which one are you referring to?
Chazer bo.
Oh, this one?
Chazibu, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said that one.
No.
Oh, so I did the wrong one.
It's okay.
So that's why you're
we'll on the job training.
That's why you're on it. Go
ahead. Okay, fine.
Okay, take two.
Take two. Rashi, B'divrei Maskel, Chazibu, V'chulei, Chutz Milel Yom Tov Harishon, V'chulei. Nero, the Hachi Parish, Chazibu, Rabbi Elezer, Miudal Sudos, B'sukkah, V'lokai, so Rabbi Elazar retracts on his original view of 14 Sukkot, and he accepts.
So again, remember the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer was chozer. He retracted his shita, and the question is, well, what aspect of his shita did he retract? Okay, so originally he said you have 14 Sukkot which are obligatory, and you can make up the first Sukkot on the last day of Yom Tov. And the question is, well, which one did he, which part of that did he take back? Okay?
Yavopi, she'osa su'uda ba'al karcha, tricha suka.
What does that mean?
Got me. even though that the suda requires... It requires the sukkah. Mikol makom chiyuva diyudalud lav besukkah. Even though the first night requires the sukkah, we don't. The rest of the nights don't require the sukkah. Rest of the days. Talia ella yalfinan milele pesach tzarech achila meach tzarech achila. Rather, we learn out from Pesach that it was.
So, what's his new position after he was chozer? Chozer ella was miyudalud sudos besukkah.
No, I regret it. I got it.
There's many shitas. Okay, v'lo kai ela lila yontav arishon. So what's he left with? He doesn't require 14 sudas. Which suda does he require?
Just the first one.
Okay. V'afal pisha osa suda ba'al karcha sricha suka. That's suda now. So once Rabbi Elazar says, okay, those 13 sudos after the first one are not obligatory, only one's an obligation. What are you left with? You're left with one suda, but where must that suda be eaten?
In the sukkah.
Sukkah, only what? Only accidentally. It's only eaten in the sukkah because now when you eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. Right? During sukkahs, when you kovei a suda, you must eat in the sukkah. But it's not a per se obligation to eat in the sukkah. Right? You have a chiyuv to eat. Since I'm a chayav to eat, you must eat in the sukkah. Does everyone follow that? Mm-hmm. This is an important step here.
Can you read the step, please?
Yeah. He's saying like this. Originally, Rabbi Elazar felt that there were 14 sudas that you must eat, which means it's 14 times you're going to have to eat in the sukkah. Then he was chozer. He said, no, I don't continue to maintain that. Instead, you only have a chiyuv of one suda, the first night. Where do you learn that from? Tesvav, tesvav, michag matzos. So now, once I tell you have a chiyuv of suda on the first night of Sukkos, as derived from tesvav, tesvav, michag matzos, what? How do I view that? How do I view that suda? So he says, that suda is not inherently a sukkah-based suda. It has to be eaten in the sukkah now, because when you eat a meal on Sukkos, you must eat in the sukkah. But it's not inherently a sukkah-based meal. Is that clear?
Meaning there's no bread in it.
There's no what?
There's no zonas in it. When you say it's not inherently a sukkah-based
meal. The machayev is not sukkah.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
So that fits nicely with the Tosos Rosh.
Go slow, one thing at a time, yeah. Keep going.
Lost my spot.
Sricha sukkah mikol mokom chiyuva diyadalev.
Hold on.
You got it? Okay.
No, I can't find my spot. Chiv v'diyadalev. Chiv v'diyadalev. Lav sukkah.
Lav
b'sukkah talia. B'sukkah talia. El yofino melele pesach. D'tzarech achila. Miachad v'tzarech achila. Yev shar l'kaima below sukkah.
Mikol makom.
Mikol makom. Iker mitzvasa talia b'achila. Mishum hachi yachol l'hashlima b'achila suda achrini
b'eich shihi. Stop there for a second. So what does that mean?
So since there's no chiyuv of sukkah, really, on any of the, because the chiyuv comes about for the of the meal from the yom tov, not from the sukkah. So to do tashlumim, you could do whatever you want. Be'ech shehiyah.
Yeah. You could do it with what? Be'ech shehiyah.
How?
However you want, right. But if you would continue to maintain that you need 14 sudos, then what? Then you'd have to say that he's deriving that rule from what?
Im kain, al karha mi teshu kain tiduru.
Nafik.
Nafik.
He learns out.
Titzarech yudalad besuka, v'ikar chiyuve
chayv. I think it's chiyuvayhu.
Chiyuvayhu. Besuka talya. Im kain.
So what does this mean then? What question was the Gemara bothered by? What question was he bothered by? One second. Rabbi Elazar said you only have 14 sudos, right? You have 14 sudos. How could you possibly have hashlama 14 sudos that have to be eaten in the sukkah? You're eating this last sukkah suda when?
After the
Yom Kippur. Not in the Sukkah. Not in the Sukkah. Not in the Chutzlaretz. Right? Forget about Chutzlaretz for a moment. Shmini Atzeres is not Sukkahs. So you're not eating the Sukkah. How could you have a meal that you're not eating the Sukkah to be mashlim for a meal that you should have eaten the Sukkah? What's the answer?
Sorry, say that
again. The Gemara is bothered by the fact that you're being mashlim for a Su'uda that on its face appears to be one that should have been eaten in the Sukkah. In the Sukkah. And the Gemara's response is, no, I mean, yeah, that's a good question, but don't worry, Rabbi Elazar really changed his position. What do you mean, change his position? So that's what the Marshal is asking. It's like, change his position, so what? How does it answer our question? How could you have tashlumin for a sukkah-based meal, sukkah-based meal, when it's no longer sukkahs? So the Marshal's a chiddush. What's his chiddush? His chiddush is that what Rabbi Elazar changed was his whole view of the sudos. If you view the chiyuv of achila on sukkahs as based in 14 sudos, what are you saying?
It's
teshu kain tiduru, and therefore what? Those sudos have to be eaten because you understand that people eat in their homes twice a day, and therefore in the sukkah you must also act out in that way. You have to eat two sudos as an obligation of what? Of sukkahs. It's a sukkah-based obligation. You must eat in the sukkah twice a day. Why? Teshu kain tiduru. If that's the case, does it make sense now to tell me that when I'm no longer bound to sit in the sukkah, that I could be mashlim for a meal that I missed out on? Doesn't make any sense. Right? That doesn't make sense. So that's what the Marshal is saying. Yeah, that's what the Gemara means when he says, when the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar was chozer, it means he moved away from that view. So how does he view the schiv of Suda? Only on the first night. Only on the first night. read as not based in Sukkah. Not based in Sukkah, not based in Teshu King Daduru. Where does it come from? Tesvav, Tesvav, Zer Shava. It's a special requirement that applies to the first night of Yontif. Nothing to do with Sukkah per se. Also, now if you tell me it's a Yontif meal, so din in Yontif, now who cares if I'm eating that meal in the Sukkah or out of the Sukkah? The only reason why I had to eat that Sukkah meal in the Sukkah was accidental. See, what would the Marshal say, or would the Marshal be satisfied if Rabbi Elazar would say, you have a chiyuv to eat the first night in the Sukkah, but it's inherently an obligation to eat in the Sukkah. But you can be mashal a week later. And you'd have a problem with that. Right? He would have a problem with that, because how could you be mashal a meal that's inherently a Sukkah meal when, what? When you're not in the Sukkah. See, this is a little bit of the tension in this sugya that's not really so clearly spelled out. Where is this meal being eaten? Are you eating this meal in the Sukkah? You're not eating this meal in the Sukkah. So the Marshal seems to be taking for granted that you're not eating in the Sukkah anymore. Or if you are, it's not really Sukkahs. It doesn't require a Sukkah. So how could you tell me I can make up a meal that I should have eaten in the Sukkah just eating Stam? So he says, you can only say that if you tell me that meal doesn't really require Sukkah. It just only happens to be in the Sukkah. Okay? This is an important step. But it makes a nice distinction between a meal that's Sukkah based and one that's just happens to be in the Sukkah. All right, but let's look at the Marsha. Anyone want to read the Marsha? The Marsha doesn't like this approach. Marsha takes a different mahalach. Chaim Lachsbaz, you want to read for us? Okay, the Marsha is on the top of the page in that, I'm assuming you have the same breakup. It's rejected, you're right. The Gemara explains where the 14 meals come from, because the Gemara says, Teshu came to do. Madach in your house, you have 2 meals a day. So too, in your Sukkah, you must have 2 meals a day. That was Rabbi Elazar. We explained that previously. What do you mean?
I understand it's Teshu came
to do. According to this Mahalach, the Chachamim continue to maintain one Suda. Rabbi Elazar now concedes it's only one Suda, but he also continues to maintain his Shita regarding Tashlumin, which they did not hold it. Now you ask me, why didn't they hold the Tashlumin? Okay, that's an interesting question. Why didn't the Chacham hold it? There's such a thing as Tashlumin for the first Suda. I mean, I think the burden of proof, like Yonah asked me before, burden of proof is really on Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, this is a more peculiar approach. You don't find this in other areas of Halacha necessarily. You can be Mashlim for something. But apparently...
Yeah,
what's that?
By Tefillah.
Okay, so we're going to get to that Tosfos HaRosh in a second. Let's take a look at the Maharsha. Okay?
What about the Nitak, is that
like a Tashlumin,
or is that just a fixing or something?
You mean a Lav Nitak Lasse? Is that what you're asking about?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Lav Nitak Lasse? Like Veheshu Sagzela.
Yeah.
Can't steal. If you steal, Veheshu Sagzela. So what about that?
Is that the term for makeup, or is that just...
That's a whole lumbus already, how you understand. That's Gemara Machas, how you learn... A lavni tak lasei.
Okay.
So it's an asei that only emerges after a person violated the law. See, when people say, I want to keep all tayag mitzos, it's not necessarily true. I don't think a guy wants to keep all tayag mitzos, because in order to do that, he has to violate some yisurim first. Right? And forget about the fact that some of them you just can't do. If you're not a kohen, you can't bring a certain karbanos, so you just can't do it. You can't do the avoda. You can't do mitzvahs that are totally and only.
So it's worth it to do those.
And only
totally
being
those
a woman.
Mitzvahs.
No, no one's going to say that. It's just, that's crazy. That's a crazy thing for a person to say. Right? I'm going to go out and steal so I can be kind of an interesting
zeal. But we say that you're allowed to forego shopness.
Let's try to stay somewhat focused. Let's look at this Maharsha. All right? Someone else want to read? Someone? Dov, you want to do the honors?
Sure, where is it?
Chav Zayin, Dibra Maschel, Chazar Bar Rabbi Eliezer? In the Maharsha. It's the, right next to the big Chav Zayin. It's the first Marsha on the Amen.
Okay.
You got that? Yeah, it's the front of me. B'dibra
Maskel. Yeah, B'dibra Maskel. Chazar Bo Rabbi Elazar, Yisrael Mekamim.
See, it's funny. The Gemara doesn't have that, right? Yeah, we don't have that. In the Gemara, Rashi says that. Eitzel Chachamim. What does it mean, Eitzel Chachamim?
What is it? Like in deference to them?
It means he moved closer to there. He went back to their Peshitta. He went Eitzel Chacham. He was Chose. He went back.
Oh, I thought literally.
What's that?
You're sitting with
no, I don't think that's what it means. I don't think that's what it means. Like tshuva, right? What does tshuva mean? To return. You have to return to where you made a mistake. You have to return to the normal, the proper approach, the proper perspective on Avodas Hashem. So you're returning to the way it should be. So he was chozer, he returned, so to speak, to their position. He went back to their position. What's the matter? Okay, go ahead. He wasn't chozer entirely. He didn't fully embrace the Shita of Chachamim. He continued to remain staunch to one aspect of his Shita. What is it? Okay, good. So that's really Rashi, right? It's going from Rashi.
Right. So you have to say this reason here. The commotion.
Who was Hukra?
Rashi.
Rashi had to say this.
Right.
He had to say this.
The commotion tashlumim the karbonos. Just he had to say the reasoning. Just like there's such
a. He had to give that karbonos reason, right? Rashi tells you where did it come up from? Where did this idea that you could have tashlumim come from? Oh, it comes from karbonos. So why did Rashi have to go out of his way to tell you that it comes from karbonos?
To explain
this whole idea that Rabbi Elazar was chozer. How so? Now he fears ice. This is an important line. Let's take it slow. Velo tikshi. Now, when he says velo tikshi, that means that there really is a question. He's going to answer up the question, right? Velo tikshi is like saying vim tomar. That's a question, but don't worry, there's a vyeshlomar in the wings. Velo tikshi what? Velo tikshi lan. Don't ask. Good. Stop there. In other words, how can you have tashlumin on the Leil Yom Tov Achron when there is no sukkah for a time when you really should have sukkah? Everyone agrees that you need sukkah on the first night. Don't ask me that. Don't ask that question. That's not a question. I have an answer for that question. This is the same question that the Marshal asked.
You saying Rashi now? This is Rashi's.
No, he's gonna say pshat in Rashi. He's gonna explain Rashi. Why Rashi?
He's saying what Rashi is defending already. He's saying Rashi's saying don't ask this question, or past Rashi don't ask the question on Rashi.
Well, this is really a question that you might ask on the Gemara.
On the Gemara.
This is a question you ask on the Gemara.
He's saying this is what Rashi is defending.
He's saying this is why Rashi Dafka worded his explanation in this way, where he brought in the idea of karbana.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to show is that this question is really the same question that the Marshal asked also. Right? Marshal, it's not so clearly spelled out what's bothering them, but this is what's bothering everybody. How can you have an idea in general? I mean, you look at the Gemara. It's kind of unusual that you can have tashlumin for something that I should do today at a time when it no longer is even applicable. It's no longer ripe. Would anyone think that I could blow shofar on Hanukkah? Listen, on Hanukkah, on shofar, on Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to blow shofar. You know what? In the middle of the winter, I want you to do the following. Take a shofar and blow it. You'd be mashing for what you should have done 6 months ago when there was a mitzvah to do it. Today there's no mitzvah? Okay, fine. And that's basically what he's being told here. have a meal. Now, it's true, you can't sit in sukkah today because it's not sukkah, but have a meal and you'd be mashing. So he says, don't ask me that question. What do you mean, don't ask me? It means it's a good question, but I'll tell you why we have an answer to the question. So we have a model for it. We have a model for this already. Karbon, just like I could bring, I'm supposed to bring the karbon the first day. If I didn't bring it the first day, I can continue bringing it even up until and including the last day. It doesn't mean dafka the last day, by the way. I know this was something that we mentioned yesterday and we grappled with yesterday. It doesn't mean dafka on the last day. It means even if you didn't bring it on the next day, or any of the intermediary days, you can bring it even on the last day. Now that's a bigger chiddush, as we did mention yesterday. Why is it a bigger chiddush? Meaning there's yantif at the beginning,
yeah.
There's yantif at the end, and there's chalamayit in the middle. Exactly. Okay. Even on Shmini Atzeres, which is not inherently part of Sukkos. What do you mean makeup? Not talking about that. Not talking about Korban Pesach. This is talking about the Shalmei Chagiga. Let's just stop here for 1 second. Can anyone tell me why you have such a parallel? Why does it make sense to learn from Korban to this meal, but not to, let's say, Lulav?
Don't the meals and the korbanos coincide with each other?
What do you mean coincide?
Well, generally, let's say you have, let's say you had two meals during the day. You would have, I don't know
if that's true. You have to bring a korban shlomim. That's a special. But you still have a chi of two sudas. Tfilos and korbanos line up.
Well, the korbanos are din of the day, so is the achila.
Oh, good. That's an important point. How come you don't see anyone saying, you know what? We have a model. We'll look at the carbon, just like I can make mimashlim the carbon from the first day. I can make it up throughout the entire Yom Tov, even on the last day. So you know what? If you missed that on the mitzvah d'oraisa of taking lulav, don't worry. It's not a problem. You do it the next day. You can even do it on the last day, which means atzaris. Even after you chalav to Shabbos, no problem. Why? Because of carbon. Not saying that. Why not? Because there's only a parallel insofar as there's an obligation in the day. Today there's a chiyuv to have this suda. Today's a chiyuv to bring this karbon. But the lulav doesn't necessarily work that way. Lulav is tied to... What's that?
Today there's not a chiyuv to bench lulav.
Today, yeah, there is a chiyuv. L'kach l'lchem b'yom harishon.
So it's the exact same.
Right, one second. What would you say about lulav?
Wait, isn't lulav just a mitzvah? It's not actually a...
It's a mitzvah. What do you mean? It's a mitzvah. 1 second. Right. So how is that different? Matzah also. We don't say matzah. What I think you mean is it's a chiv in the day insofar as it's Yom Tov. It's not a unique fear. It's not a specific fear.
I don't get that.
It's a general fact that it's
exactly. And there's more of a general fear in a day as a day of Yom Tov. Not
Sukkot.
Exactly. Well, let's see. I mean, the Marshal is going to take issue with the Marshal insofar as that chiyuv. But when the Torah specifically says, take this thing today, do this thing today, that you can't be mashal. That's it. It was supposed to be done today. That's a unique, specific formulation. See, in Hanukkah, you can't be mashal. You miss one night, you don't make up the next night. No such thing. You light the next night's candle. There's no tashmumen. That was the second candle. Second candle only exists on the second night. The mitzvah d'oraisa to take lulav only exists on the first night. You can't be mashlim that idea, right? That's a unique function of this moment in time. Same thing with matzah. The erev tochel matzos only exists at one moment in time. You can't be mashlim. You can't recreate that. You can't replicate that. You can't make up for it. But something that stems from the general day of Yom Tov, that apparently you can make up for, right? The general day of Yom Tov. I think that's what you mean, right?
I mean, originally that's not what I meant, but
now, no, I'm saying now, that's what you have to mean. Okay, go ahead, Bill. Sorry, we interrupted you.
Islam, the Meimar, Hakashlama, the Achilles Yom Acharon, the Hashlumin, the Rishon, Achagad, the Sukkah, let the Yom Acharon.
It's okay, it's not a problem, because we look at the carbon, even though there's no Sukkah on the last day, so who cares? Right?
Yeah.
Keep going.
Well, my Hagadaita, the High Yashlim Kai, the Yidal Tsudos, Havada Elekta Hashlomo.
Right, but to think that the Tashlumen is Tashlumen for the Yidal Tsudos, that's not. That's what he was closing from. It doesn't maintain Yidal Tsudos and that there's Tashlumen for Yidal Tsudos. Right? Because that can't be.
Kevan the Lekta Sukha of Yom Afron.
If you'll tell me it's a din in 14 sudas, what are you telling me?
It's 14 meals in the sukkah.
You're telling me Teishu came to do it. It's a sukkah rule. And if it's a sukkah rule, you can't make it up when it's not sukkahs anymore. You can't take lulav when it's not lulav time. You can't eat matzah when it's not matzah time. Okay? Right. You can't make up for the last day at some other point of time when it's no longer the holiday. Right? Doesn't make sense to say that. But as long as it's within the Yom Tov, so then I can continue doing those things which are Yom Tov based. I didn't do it on the first day, I can do it on the second day. I didn't do it on the second day, I can do it on the third day. Why? Because that comes from Yom Tov. That comes from the general classification of this Tekufa, these days, as being Yom Tov. So the Korban Chagiga, Shalmei Chagiga, I didn't bring it the first day of Yom Tov, I can continue bringing it. This meal, I didn't eat this meal, which was a Yom Tov meal, I can continue eating it throughout the whole Yom Tov. So Lulav I can't do. Matzah I won't be able to do. And certainly, even this mitzvah, I can't do after this man. I can't be mashlim this Yom Tov meal when it's no longer Yom Tov. Right? If I didn't do it on Yom Achron, that's it. You lost your chance. Okay.
Marshal Dachak Bazel Farage, the Chiyuba Delil Yom Tov Risha, Labas of Italia, Eliapina Milil Pesa, the Tarma Chila.
Beherich.
Beherich.
Ayin Shah. So 1 second. Now he's calling the Marshal. And what's he arguing with? He says the Marshal was Dachak. The Marshal forced the novel Pshat. What was the Marshal's pshat? That the Suda was not a Sukkah Suda. It was just a Chiyuv Suda Balma. It happens to coincide with the requirement to eat in the Sukkah, you know, so therefore you have to eat in the Sukkah. But it didn't necessarily need to be eaten in the Sukkah. So he's not saying that. The Ein Zedoma.
Ein Zedoma. The Halaga of Mitzvah Sukkah, Yalpina Milal Pesach, the Mode Mitzvah Achila Bilal Pesach, who Matzah, half Mitzvah Achila Bilal Rishon, the Chag, who Bisukkah.
So what does that mean? He's learning what differently than he's learning the Zer Shava differently. What's he saying?
He's saying just like the Zer Shava, just like on Pesach, if you eat matzah the first night,
right?
So too on Sukkah, you have to eat in the Sukkah on the first night.
That's right. Now he's just saying, it's not just a generic, abstract Zer Shava. That just like you have to eat on the first night of Pesach, you have to eat on the first night of Sukkos, and then sort of coincidentally it coincides with Sukkah. No, just like you have to eat the matzah, which is the mitzvah of Pesach on the first night, you have to eat in the Sukkah, which is the mitzvah on the first night of Sukkos. See, the Marsha seems to agree that the difference between Yadal and Sudos and Suda on the first night of Sukkot is correct. He agrees with that distinction. As if you maintain Yadal and Suda, you can't maintain Tashlumin. That wouldn't make sense. But if you maintain just a special Chiv on the first night, then you can have Tashlumin, that's okay. Okay? And well, where is he learning that from? That apparently seems to be learning from the Karbon still. I mean, it seems to be still from the carbon. Right? So now how does that make sense? How does it make sense that once you now say it's a chiyuv sukkah, right? He doesn't explain. He just says, oh, well, it's learned out from carbon. But he doesn't really explain why it makes sense. Yeah, you just sort of just saying that's the case. You follow what I'm asking?
Yeah.
Even on Yom Tov Achron, when there's no more Sukkah. But he doesn't explain how that works. He just sort of says, yeah, of course it works. Right?
And it can't be in the Sukkah, right? Is that it's spelled also?
Well, yeah, that's a separate issue. He seems to be assuming it's not in the Sukkah. Does anyone understand what I'm saying? What I'm asking?
No.
The Marshal's Mahalach is very smooth. The Marshal says, listen, you're making up a Suda which is not a Sukkah Suda, so therefore who cares that it's not in the Sukkah? Right?
Right.
Fine. The Marshal is saying, no, that first Suda is a Sukkah Suda, but you could be Mashal on it even on the eighth day. Why? Because of Karban.
I mean, I think that's more.
But you're not explaining. You're not. Yeah, you're not explaining why that's so. I understand why he's taking issue. He's taking issue because he's learned Gzeir Shava to be more precise. Just like by Sukkos, just like by Matzah, you have to eat Matzah on the first night, so too, carry over the full strength of the Gzeir Shava and say, I have a chiyuv to eat Matzah, I have to eat in a Sukkah on the first night.
Maybe he's saying that the is it the specific is this Korban specific to Sukkah?
Yes. What do you mean? Do you bring the same carbon on the Yom Tov also? The
I was going to say, if it's a din in just Sukkah, then
no,
maybe you're saying...
No, I don't think so.
The Maharshal is, that's the first one.
Yeah.
So, his point, I mean, I don't see why the Maharshal's position is crazy.
It's not crazy, I'm just saying it needs to be explained. Because he's maintaining that this is inherently a Sukkah-based meal. But now you're not eating it in the Sukkah.
Right.
Oh, and it's okay because you learned it from carbon. Carbon doesn't seem to, it seems to only show you that there could be Tashlumen. You're not telling me why it makes sense. All you see from Carbon is that there is an idea of Tashlumen and it exists up until the point that the Yom Tov is not over. So for the Marshal, that's perfect because the Marshal says that is a Yom Tov rule. It's a Yom Tov Suda, it's a Yom Tov Carbon.
Isn't the Carbon specific to the actual Yom Tov?
That's what Avi Hirschman has asked me. No, not this Carbon. There was a... It's a Shalmi Chagiga. You'd bring the same carbon on Pesach, even the same carbon. All the Golem. So let's look at the Tosfos HaRosh. The Tosfos HaRosh has a Mahalach in the Sugya, and if the Marsha buys into this Mahalach, then we could answer this question. All right, so let's take a look at the Tosfos HaRosh. Very nice Tosfos HaRosh. I think it's a nice Tosfos HaRosh.
Nice looking Tosfos HaRosh.
Anyone that doesn't have fancy Gemaras, the Tosfos HaRosh, it's been copied here for your convenience.
In the back of the
Gemara? No, and also the other Gemaras.
Really?
Yeah, it's got a lot of stuff over there.
It's pretty fancy, schmancy stuff.
That's Tosfos HaRosh too?
Yeah.
No, I was looking for Tosfos HaRosh the other day. We didn't have one here. I thought we had one at this time, but I couldn't find it.
How much do those Gemaras go for on the open market?
It's a little more pricey, but no, I don't think it's that much, right?
It's worth it.
Okay. Okay, someone want to read now? Someone, different volunteer?
Avi Markowitz.
Avi Markowitz, okay. You feel bad? Why do you feel bad? There's two paragraphs here in the Tosfos HaRosh. We seem to have ample time, so let's take a look at both of them. We'll start with the Ha'amar Rabbi Eliezer, Yedalat Sudas. Yes?
So right now we're investigating...
Okay? All right. So this is will be a two-step process here with the Tosfos HaRosh. Go ahead.
The Amar Rabbi Eliezer Yiddalad Sudas Chayiv Adam Le'echol B'Sukkah Uperish Rashi Kevon Shechayiv Adam Le'echol B'Sukkah Hayech?
Yeah, Heich.
Heich.
Heich means basically how. How can you? Eich.
Yashlin Belaila Yom Tov Ha'acharon Ha'i Achel V'Sikha L'Shem Mitzvah Ka'over Mishum
Ka'over Mishum Bal Tosef. That was the Rashi. How could you now see Rashi saying you're eating in the Sukkah? If you go out and you'll eat in the Sukkah, how could you eat in the Sukkah when it's not time to eat in the Sukkah? Okay, so the Meiri and the Tosfos HaRosh, that's why I was excited to hear about the Tosfos HaRosh, because the Meiri and the Tosfos HaRosh both took the approach that, yeah, even if you'll eat in the Sukkah, it's not a problem. Why? Because you don't have Kavanah to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, you only have Kavanah to be Mashlin. Alright? You see that there in the Tosfos HaRosh?
Yeah.
You want to read the Lashon if you have it? Good. That's not your mindset. Your mindset is not to be mekayim a mitzvah now that doesn't exist. Your mindset is to be mashlim a mitzvah that you didn't do. That's a different approach, a different kavana, one that does not rise to the level of Baal Tosef. Okay, good. So keep going. This we dealt with this issue already. So.
The kashali in game.
My kamashani.
Mashani. The chazar bo. Rabbi Eliezer. Mamai. Dekaamar dechayev adam
lechol
yedalat sudas b'sukkah.
I have a difficulty. What kind of answer is this that the Gemara gives? right? How does it help?
How does it?
All right?
How do we, like, understand it?
How does it help? So we discuss. Okay.
Mikol makam akase.
Akati.
Akate. Haya. Show you the parentheses or
no? Oh, yeah, I don't have parentheses in mind, but yeah, you can. I have Maishnoi.
Maishani.
Maishani?
Yes.
Hey, Yashlin, Belel Yom Tov. And what does it answer? You still have the same question. How are you going to be mashlim on the last day? So you're telling me that he took away 14 sudos. I didn't take away 14 sudos. So okay, and only one zachiv. How could you be engaged in this practice of eating the sukkah when you're not required to do what you were supposed to do a week ago? Why is that not bal tosef? Just because there's one meal, it's an obligation. Okay.
Hakaver. Mishum bal tosef.
So that's the question. Okay.
Venera li dehachi parach veha'amar.
He says you have to understand what the Gemara means now. He says this is the way you really have to understand the Gemara. That's his kash on Rashi. So the Marsha tries to explain Rashi. So basically, the Tosla Rosh is now deviating from Rashi's pshat. In the meantime, let's just stick with the Tosla Rosh, okay? Just stay focused over here.
Yeah,
you mean? The Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Yud Dalas. The Amar, right? The Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Yud Dalas, Yud Dalas,
the Amaika Amar, Mishalo, Achol, Yom Tev Harishon, Havalei, Lememar, Mishalo.
So you say you have to understand the Gemara's question differently. The Gemara's question now, according to Tosfos Rosh, is, hey, why are you telling me, if you hold 14 seals are required, why are you telling me it's only Tashlumin? It's a totally different question. Why are you telling me it's only Tashlumin for what? For the first one. There's no difference between number 1 and number 12 in the first understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. Right? I have 14 sudos, which I'm obligated to have. So that's what the Gemara is asking, according to Tosfos Rosh. Hey, didn't Rabbi Eliezer really say 14 sudos? So why are you telling me there's only Tashlumin for one? Yes? Okay. Well, Mashani.
I think that's... What kind of question is that? You have 14 sudos. Oh, he could say that the first suda is more important than the other 13.
Yeah, but he didn't say that. He didn't say that. He just said, Yichai Yidal sudos, and that's it. And then you can make up the... You can have Tashlumin.
Maybe he wasn't limited yet to the first one. Yeah.
So what's the Lashon? No, what's the Lashon of the Mishnah? Yeah, but that's not... Exactly, that's not the Lashon. The Lashon is... The Ode Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Mishal Ochel Leil Yom Tov Rishon, Yashal Leil Yom Tov Achron. Tell me, I have a chayv, I am chayv, or I have a chiv in 14 sudos, and yet I can make up one. I can make up the first one.
No, it makes sense that if you, he's just saying, if you miss the first one, you have up until Yom Tov Achron to make it all up. So if you miss anything in between,
see, that's what he means. It's implied that he means all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's a very liberal reading. It doesn't say that. The Mishnah specifies if you miss the first night, you can make it up on the last night.
What? Let's say he missed all 13. He's only got one day to make up 13 meals in that case.
Okay.
So is that possible to do? Oh, so you only make up the most important one, which is the first.
But why are you saying most important?
Right, he's saying that Rabbi Elazar doesn't say that.
Rabbi Elazar doesn't make any distinction between all 14 and the first Mahalach. And the Gemara's first presentation of Rabbi Elazar is just 14 sudas. That's it. Why two a day? Was two a day from Teshuvah came to Dura. That's all we know.
Wasn't there a
Yudal sudas?
No, I'm sorry. The festival connection. Which everybody agreed. I thought everybody agreed that the first night was the most important.
No, I don't think so.
Realizer just says you have an obligation to have 14 sudos. That's it. He's implying that every
they're
single
all
night
the same.
Is the same, and you have an obligation to have.
He'll ask me what does he do with Tatsvav Tatsvav?
Okay,
that could be details about the sudo. I mean, right? Remember, if it was raining, then we have that. If you ate inside and you have to go back outside, right?
All right.
Could be Yotzei Rechiv of one, not the other. All right, let's continue. Umashani. So to that, the Gemara answers.
Chazer bo Rabbi Eliezer, aval ma she'ochel b'layla yom tov.
Layla yom tov acharon.
Layla yom tov acharon. Chutz l'suka lo kasha lay.
Stop. You see already from Tosfos Rosh that he's assuming that last meal is eaten where? At the sukkah. He says that's what you don't be bothered by. See, Rashi's predicated on the fact that you're eating in the sukkah. right? Rashi is asking a Baal Tosef question because he's assuming that you're eating in the sukkah to be mashlim for what you missed. But the Tosef of Rashi says, if you go with Rashi, you're still going to be stuck. Right? You're still going to be stuck. Incidentally, the Meiri, I don't want to jump over. What's that? That's Tosef of Rashi going to answer that, right?
That's what his problem he runs into.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, this is not a simple shita to maintain. No matter how you learn Rabbi Elazar, it's difficult. I mean, I'm not saying difficult to the point where you leave Esarach Ian, but difficult that it needs to be explained. So, Tosla Rosh is saying, Rashi's, I can't answer the Mahalach of Rashi. Why? Because even with Rashi, I'm still left with this question, why is it not Baal Tosef? So now it should be Baal Tosef on the one meal that I'm chayiven, fine. But why is that not Baal Tosef? Okay, so since I don't have an answer for that, I'll tell you what the Gemara means, says Tosla Rosh. It means that what? Previously, I thought all 14 suits were a chaya, were a chiyav. And if that's the case, how come the Gemara tells me, or the Mishnah says, if you eat on the first night, if you miss the first night, you can make up the last night? It should have said, you can make up any suda. Oh, umashani. So the Gemara answers, you know what? You're right. Good question. But really, Rabbi Elazar was chozer. We forgot to tell you. Rabbi Elazar changed his position. What did he change his position to maintain? Masha ocha b'leil yom tov achron chutz l'sukkah lo kashile. Why not? Why not? He held his only tashlum for the first meal. Why? Because only the first meal is a chiyuv. There's no more 13 sudas in the middle. So there's no, you're right, in a chanami. Had he held 14 sudas, he'd have to hold tashlum for all 14. But the truth is, he only holds that one's a chiyuv. If only one's a chiyuv, then there's only tashlum for one. Okay, but now we have a question. What's the question? How do you have tashlum outside the sukkah? Yes, no? Adam, come on, man. All right, how could you have tashlum outside the sukkah? It's a good question, right? It's a good question. Good question. So here's his answer. This is an important answer. Avi?
Midi
d'hava.
Midi d'hava.
Ashachach.
Ashachach.
I think it means it's like the case. It's, you know, midi d'hava, ashachach, a person who forgot.
V'lo hisbalo menta b'shabas yisbalo b'motze shabas.
Stein. So what's the case? Stein shall?
Stein shall probably not travel.
Exactly. Stein shall chol. Stein shall chol. So what's the case? And this is a common halacha. The person, let's say, it's not likely that the person forgot mencha, but more likely he slept through mencha. Right? Guy says, I'm just going to lay down 10 minutes before mencha. We've said many times, there's no such thing as laying down 10 minutes before mencha. He wakes up in the middle of Shal Shudas. Okay, so what happens now? That's it. Mincha's fulfilled. You can't down Mincha anymore. It's too late. So what does he do? So he downs Ma'ariv after Shabbos, and he downs a second Shmon Esrei. What type of Shmon Esrei is he downing after Shabbos? It's a Chol Shmon Esrei. What's the second Shmon Esrei for?
Shabbos.
For Shabbos. Hey, one second. What kind of business is that? I was supposed to eat that meal in the Sukkah. I was supposed to down Mincha. Shabbos mincha. What kind of tefillah am I davening now?
Chol.
Chol. We have to explain what he means here, right? We have to explain what he means. Let's hear him out. So even though I'm davening shtayim shel chol, the second one that I'm davening is what? The yotzei.
Yotzei bet tefillas chol ma she shekach v'lo hispalo tefillas Shabbos kevan v'lo. Efshar be'inan achar.
Be'inan achar.
Be'inan achar.
Oh, it's spelled out? Huh? Mm-hmm. It's spelled out?
Yeah.
Oh, mine has Rosh Hashanah. I was impressed. Okay. I'm still impressed. It's okay. So what does that mean? Kevin delo efshar be'inan achar. What else are you going to do? What else could you do now? Given that there exists, that apparently it's taken for granted there is a concept of tashlumen, right? So now, given that there is a system of tashlumen, with what can you be mashlim? You can't be again, we need to explain this a little bit further, but you cannot be you can't say Shabbos davening now. That's not appropriate. You can't say Minchav Shabbos. You can't even say Marv Friday night Marv. It's not Shabbos
it's
now.
It's a little different.
Yeah, oh, one second. Okay, slow. So too, over here, Hachinami, Kavon. Oh, I have the yes. Okay, sorry.
Mishaino yachol naachol.
Leachol.
What?
Leachol?
Oh, mine has a nun.
No, it looks like the nun because the lamed is cut
off. Probably
Jacob. Okay. Leachol besuka yote afilu chutzasuka.
So first of all, I mean, first of all, it's possible that the Maharsha, I mean, Maharsha doesn't say it's possible that he had similar mahalach, because again, Maharsha was basically taking the same position, that the problem is that the Suda really is a Yantav Suda. It is a Sukkah, rather, it's a Sukkah Suda. The Suda should be eaten in the Sukkah, inherently, but now, because of Karban, I know that I could do it a week later, I could do it on Yantav Achron. It's not being eaten in the Sukkah, not a problem. Why? We don't know. He doesn't explain. Possible that he had a similar mahalach to the Maharsha. I mean, to the Tosafot Rosh. I'm just saying it's possible. So whether yes or no, let's try to explain what the Tosafot Rosh is saying. For his own sake, let's explain the Tosafot Rosh. So factually, what's he saying? He's saying there's a dimyon to what? To Tashlum and Tefillah. Just like when I miss Mincha on Shabbos, I'm making up that Tefillah when? At a time when it's no longer Shabbos, right? At a time when it's no longer Shabbos, and I'm not davening Shabbos davening, Elamai, what am I doing? I'm davening two of Chol, and that's counted as a Tashlumen. So, to say the same thing over here. I was really supposed to eat a Sukkah meal, but what? Can't do that now. Smina Tzaris. There is no more Sukkah.
So
just have a regular meal outside the Sukkah. But I just want to make sure I understand the facts before you try to slug them up. All right? I think part of what you're asking as a question is part of what he's using as his proof, as his answer. Why is it that davening the Chol Shmon Esrei now is going to be mashlim for Shabbos? Because technically, this Chol Shmon Esrei has some connection to Shabbos. Because the chiv of davening Chol Shmon Esrei really exists on Shabbos. Okay? One second. And therefore what? Say the same thing over here by Sukkah. That what? What's the chiyuv?
What?
Not for tefillah, yeah, for sukkah.
This is a rush? What would he have to say?
No, figure it out.
What you just have to eat? It's like an accident.
You have to eat.
Tefillah is like the main thing.
You have to eat.
This is Teishu Kinder.
You have to eat.
Sukkah's accidental.
If that's the case, then you could certainly understand it.
Everyone,
right? If that's the case, you can certainly understand it. Is there a way we could fit it in with the Maharsha? You're right. If you want like the Maharsha, then I understand that. But why is he picking on Shabbos? Like, what's the point of showing me Shabbos davening and where it's Chol? Really to show that what I'm doing now...
Even though I'm not
davening Shabbos davening now. I'm not davening Shabbos davening now.
But you're still mentioning Shabbos.
No, you're not mentioning Shabbos.
Atachantana.
That's also a question, whether you have to say Atachantana twice or not. Well, forget about Atachantana. You're not mentioning Shabbos. Atachantana doesn't mention Shabbos.
It doesn't matter if you only mention it once. You only need to mention it once because you only need to mention
I know, that's
it
not,
once
that's,
to make up for the mincha.
That's not called Shabbos mentioning. Atachantana is Havdol. It's not mentioning Shabbos.
I think it's
probably
more the timing of it all.
One second. Let me try to express what... What is the Tosafot HaRosh saying that Chazal did when they allowed a person to be mashlim for Shabbos Mincha with the Chol davening? What did they say? Really, what you should have done was daven this Nusach HaTefillah. You should have davened this Mincha. Right?
Yeah.
But you can't do that now. You can't do that after Shabbos. That's the Lashon, right? The Lashon Ben Yinacher. You can't do that. Why not? it's not Shabbos. You can't say Ata Echad, right? You can't do that. Okay, so now what happens with Sukkah? What happens with Sukkah? Really, there should be, you should really eat this just like you should daven this with Shabbos. You should daven the Shemona Esrei with Shabbos. You should eat with Sukkah.
No, wouldn't it say the other way, that it didn't, that because the Sukkahs aspect...
I'm trying to explain how the Tashlumen can work when what you're doing is not what you originally were supposed to do. So let's say it's Chol, and I daven Shachar, I miss Shachar, and I daven Mincha twice. So fine, so I'll say it's the same thing. I did the very same thing that I was supposed to do. So I understand, I understand that. But now he's trying to show you Tashlumen as a further application. What's the further application? In a situation where you were supposed to do X, okay? And you can no longer do X. They said, okay, do this. Do X minus. So what is that? What is he saying? On Yom Tov, on Shabbos, they told you, Davin Mincha, Davin Shemona Esrei, with the Azkaras of Shabbos. You can't do that today. It's Meir ready, it's already no longer Shabbos. You can't do that. So what do they say? Okay, daven without the Azkaras of Shabbos. I'm just describing it superficially. We need to take it a little bit further. So same thing now on Yom Tov, on Sukkot. What do they tell you? Eat in the sukkah. Okay, now you can't eat in the sukkah anymore? Eat. Eav Shabbat Yinacher. What else can you tell me? In the same way that I was inherently bound to say Shabbos Mincha, and I can't do that, but they said, no, don't worry, you can be mashlim with a chol davening. So fine, so say I was required to eat in the sukkah. I was required to eat in the sukkah. But you know what? Now you can't eat in the sukkah. So eat without the sukkah. Can we take that a little bit further?
Can you just be looking at it from the timing issue of it?
What's the timing issue?
It's just like you make up for Shabbos when it's not Shabbos anymore. You make up for Sukkot when it's not Sukkot anymore.
Yeah, but that's not enough. Because that's not true. How far, it doesn't go forever. It doesn't go on forever.
That's why you're saying the eighth day. That's why you're saying Yom Ha'ar. It's just the day after.
Yeah, I'm saying even tefillah doesn't go on indefinitely. I mean, that could be a detail within Tashlumen.
So you can make it up on the next day.
You mean just what's showing you? I can't make up on the next day. But why? You have to still explain to me why. You can't make up for everything the next day. He's specifically picking up on Shabbos davening for a reason.
Well, just one other example is that when it's not that day anymore. Not like, it's not Shabbos anymore. It's not Sippus anymore.
Yeah, it's the easiest example to use.
What else is there like that?
What do you mean? No, I'm saying there are many examples of cases where you can't make up for something on the next day where it's not that day anymore. I can't eat matzah day after Pesach.
You can't.
I can't.
For the mitzvah.
What?
Just not for
yeah, exactly. I can't light Hanukkah. I missed the 8th day of Hanukkah. Okay, no problem. You can still do the next night. We don't say that. Oh, I didn't light Shabbos candles last night. No problem. You'll do it. You do it when you do Havdol. You light an extra candle. Right? I mean, you can think of many examples of things where you could say, all right, it's still there one day later. It's not that anymore. Okay, but you'll be mashlim. Light two Havdol candles. No one says that.
It's because the idea of the mitzvah from the previous day can't be transferred.
That's right. It can't be transferred.
It's the idea that can't be. The whole purpose of doing that mitzvah is to give you an idea, and that idea can't be transferred. Like Shabbos candles. Shabbos candles has a specific identity.
Okay.
Shabbos candle has a specific idea that it's trying to give you.
Okay.
You can't transfer that idea to Saturday.
But yeah, he's trying to show you in some cases, even
right,
where you can't be.
Where Tashlumen is possible is where you can transfer that idea.
Not fully. That's his point. E-F Shabbat Yin Acher, you cannot mention Shabbos now.
I didn't say fully. I said you can still transfer.
Okay,
the idea.
Okay, good. So that, but that's part of what I think he's trying to show, the way Chazal formulated Tashlumen. What did they do? You want to explain what they did? Yeah.
It seems like in the case of Corbin, or in the case of...
Well, let's stick with the two examples that he's working with.
Corbin and...
No, Shabbos davening and eating in the sukkah or not eating.
Oh, okay, fine. So in Shabbos davening, the chiyuv arises from the day itself.
Okay.
And it's an entire day thing. Like tefillah can happen over an extended period of time.
Remember, he's comparing them, not contrasting them.
Yeah.
He's saying they're the same.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's on the entire day. The su'udah is also on the entire day. There's not like a...
Well, mincha you can only daven up to a certain point in time.
But it's the concept of tefillah it falls under the super category of tefillah. Tefillah applies for the entire day.
Okay.
So too, Sa'uda applies for an entire day. So
okay.
As opposed to...
One second. So therefore what? But now the next day, I'm not doing the Suda the way I'm supposed to do. This Suda is supposed to be in the Sukkah.
Yeah, so an extension of the key, not really extension. It's like there's a let-off period for... let's see. Like there's a difference between... A su'udah occurring.
What they tell you you could do for tashlum? What in those cases, in these two cases, what are they basically telling you could do?
Do something totally different.
Well, no, it's not totally different. It's not totally different.
I guess
they're both
much closer.
What are they telling you could do? You could apparently say you could do the maisa.
Yeah.
That maisa you were supposed to do yesterday. Again, it doesn't always work, but in those cases where they allowed it. Do the maisa today. But today the maisa can't be done exactly the same way it was done yesterday. The maisa achil yesterday would have been done in the sukkah. Maisa achil today is not going to be done in the sukkah. But they allowed maisa to be done even though it won't be done in its fullest form. They allowed a maisa tefillah. Maisa tefillah today is Birchas Brachos. It's not Shabbos Mincha. So it won't be Shabbos Mincha, but it's a maisa tefillah. It's not achil b'sukkah, but it's a maisa achil.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's trying to say when he says EF should be in Achir. This is the only way that the Maisa can be done today. This is the only way the Maisa can be done today. So that's what Tashlumin is. Tashlumin is a chance to redo the Maisa.
I know the other example, but it doesn't work. Because you'd be doing the same Maisa just the wrong time.
No, it could be that Maisa has no meaning on those days. And that's another thing. I mean, why can't I light a Hanukkah candle the next day? Because Hanukkah candle today has no meaning. A Maisa Achila could be done anytime. Right. So Chazal said, okay, today do an additional Maisa Achila for that. Or Rabbi Elazar, rather. I mean, again, we don't pass it. You could be Mashlim for the Suda. But I'm saying that's
so
a problem.
For the Sukkah, you can't.
Yeah.
The Chum,
the whole element. See, today there is an idea of Maisa Tefillah. Today there is an idea of Maisa Tefillah. So that they said you could do.
That takes away the whole Gezer Shabbat, though, no? Making a specific Sukkah meal.
Really? Yeah, he doesn't need to mention. Oh,
he doesn't hold that? Well, you want to fit into the Marsha, though, no?
In Chozerbal? You mean in Chozerbal?
Yeah.
Chozerbal. If Rabbi Loza holds of the Gezer Shabbat, which tells me, now that, you mean that's a Sukkah obligation. It's no less a Sukkah obligation Then, I mean, how is it? Is Mincha on Shabbos? You want to say Mincha on Shabbos is not a Shabbos obligation? It's just an obligation in a day.
No, I mean, maybe
what you're saying is true. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's not a Shabbos obligation. It's just I have a chiyuv to daven. Once I have a chiyuv to daven, so then I mention.
It could still always be.
Shabbos.
It, no? Like, there would have been a meal even if it wasn't for Gezer Shabbos.
No, I'm saying maybe your question is good. Maybe it won't fit in fully because. Right, in other words, davening is davening. Today, when you daven, you have to mention Shabbos. Is there a special chiv to daven Shabbos mincha? Or no, just have to daven Shabbos, but you mention. Same thing with Sukkah.
So maybe you don't, yeah.
What you're asking me is, does the Tosafot HaRosh maintain that this meal is inherently a Sukkah meal, which has to be in the Sukkah, or in which case it would be hard to understand how you can be mashlim the next day? Or is he saying no, that it's a yontif meal, like the marashal that happens to be accidentally in the sukkah, in which case that I can make up. See, in the footnote here in the Mosar Rav Kook edition, it leads me to believe that what you're saying is correct. In which case, it's going to be harder to fit it in with the. I'm not saying impossible, just going to be hard to fit it in with the marashal, because he writes. Kavanas Rabbeinu lochiach the kashem shad betfila mahani gam behishlam shachol. Kevin the yisod chi of tefilas yidches ika gam b'shabbos, which is what you were saying before. They really could daven yidches today, but you just don't daven yidches because it's Shabbos. Kamo shakasva poskim sham hachanami. So too over here besukkah kevin the ikar hamitzvah hi haachila. Since the ikar mitzvah is a mitzvah achila, shapir mahani tashlum gam b'shmini. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean it's really a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, but when you look at it, it's really an eating halacha?
And that would be Yom Tov, or that would just be...
That's what I'm saying. I could take it either way. I mean, I could understand that either way. I'm more inclined to say it means a Yom Tov. You know. But... All right, maybe we'll spend another minute or two on this tomorrow, try to just to see if we could really work it out with the Marsha. All right, but I think it's a very nice Tosa Rosh. Okay. We'll stop here. Yashar Koach. What happened? We lost our alarm? That's it. These guys are like punch the clock, you know? No overtime. What's with Gil Maman? Anyone know?